Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Now, welcome to the Heater Newman Gym, ladies and gentlemen, where the varsity crowd is continuing to file in right now. We're just about 18 minutes from getting this basketball game underway. JV game just completed. JV's coming away with a win by, 11 points? 52-41, the final score. They actually reversed what happened in South Eugene for the JV score. So if that happens with the varsity, we'll be in very, very good shape. But that remains to be seen, and we'll talk about some of that when we come back. In the meantime, though, I need to tell you that this scene center brought to you by our good friends at Robco Incorporated. They're the filler up company. They can quarry rock to all the fill material you need, plus the expertise to do it for you. There's no question about that. Tip of the hat to Robco. So as that crowd continues to file in, we'll tell you more about what is happening with this game when we come back right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk a little bit about really what this game means. It's a battle tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for third place in conference. Now, what happens at third place in conference? Well, the top three teams from the Southwest Conference get automatic berths in the post-game tournament, or the postseason tournament. So that's on the line. The Cavemen are sort of technically in right now, but that can vary because the top 32 teams go great. The Cavemen, on the power rankings by the OSAA, which is done by a mathematical formula, have them at 31. Now, that can change radically depending on what happens on the floor. And it's graded. When you beat a team with a losing record on your home floor, you don't get as many points as you do if that team has a winning record. And if you beat a team with a winning record on their floor, that really elevates you. So keep that in mind when we're talking about it. Now, and this battle for third place in the conference, right now, that belongs to South Eugene. They are 4-2 in conference. Grants Pass is 4-3 in conference. Now, should Grants Pass win tonight, Grants Pass would be 5-3. South Eugene would be 4-3. Half game separating them, but it would belong to Grants Pass by itself. Then, of course, there's the rest of the season to contemplate after that. And the rest of the season means about four more basketball games. So the end of the season's in sight by the end of this month. 24th of February is the last scheduled game for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, that's the scene courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Nate Olson after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And coach, congratulations. You're on a little winning streak here. Want to see that continue tonight. First of all, let me ask about personnel. Is everybody available?
Branson Young's still sick, so he'll be out. We got some other kids that are sick. They'll be here, so we'll see how they do.
Oh, sickness running through the team right now.
Looking that way.
And the progress for Kingston?
He was doing better. Still not. We still won't play him. He won't play tonight. I said I would still probably shoot for maybe next Tuesday, but I still think senior night's kind of the real goal, but we'll see kind of how he keeps progressing.
Yeah, all right. Normally, and if the fun part always to talk about is his offense and how many points are being scored. But I was looking at the scores, and Roseburg was averaging about 58 points a game coming into that game the other night. And you held them to at least 7-8 points below that. And then I started looking at some other scores. And every time a team comes in, you seem to hold them below their scoring average. What's your defensive philosophy, and are you happy with what's going on?
Yeah, I definitely think we're happy. I think it's given us a chance to stay in games, to win games. Our style of play on offense helps. It kind of slows down a little bit. We're trying to get good shots, not force up just the first shot that comes. But in the end, the guys work real hard. They're committed on the defensive. They know that that's got to be kind of our calling card. So really all the credit goes to them. You know, Coach Short does a great job getting them ready on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, just making progress with that. But a lot of skill credit to the guys.
All right, who's your best defender? Who gets the biggest score?
I think it kind of changes. James is a super solid defender. Grady's really accepted that role this year, so he does a great job. Weston is kind of that dog that makes it tough on people. So I think we got a few of them. Just kind of depends on the night, you know, on who kind of gets the toughest.
On the personnel coming in?
Exactly, yep.
All right. Well, talk about the personnel coming in. We'll talk about the Axe out of South Eugene when they come back right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Two. Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good. Technical difficulty there, folks. We'll see if we can't fix that in the meantime. I'll take a pause. We'll be right back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Time now for... All right, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for a recording error there. We couldn't bring all of the interview with head coach Nate Olson, but we did talk a little bit about the opponent tonight, the Axe out of Eugene, and they're really a good team. They've got good height. They've got what they might not have is the depth that they need. Now, they really run on about 3 horses, and those horses are number 35, number 45, and number 40. Elijah Gabriel, 35. Calvin Yoder, number 45. And Cameron Perry, number 40. Last game, it was Gabriel hitting 14 points. Yoder hitting 14 points. And Perry getting 9 points. Levi Cohen added 10. After that, it was almost nothing. So that's where all the scoring comes from, really, those top 3. So we'll keep an eye on that. That should make the defensive assignments a bit easier. But when you focus on 3, that leaves 2 perhaps wide open. So you've got to spread that around. But with head coach Olson's putting together with Mr. York there, his assistant, we expect that defense to really come up and be solid against him. Once again, big game tonight for both these teams with the number 3 spot in the Southwest Conference up for grabs tonight. Well, that's the scene, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman with Modern Energy Solutions. The Indoor Airman can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthy indoor environment to their neighbors. That's from the Indoor Airman. Time now for the starting lineups, though, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, window, lumber, decking where Dowell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That is Farmers Building Supply. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the starters tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen as they're introduced via they're introduced numerically. Wearing double zeros, James Traylor. Traylor averaging, and his average is coming up over. He struggled getting it up from 3 to 4, and now has solid 5 points a game after hitting double figures for a couple of games in a row there. So he really has the ability to score. He's discovering that more and more. He's still a great defender at the same time, hitting about 53% of his free throws. Now the second to be introduced will probably be Weston Bird, a 5'8 senior. Not a big score. Weston averages, right at 2 points a game. Doesn't get to the free throw line very much, but is a bulldog on defense. You don't want him sharing you down when you come across that timeline if you're an opposing point guard. He's tough, he's quick, and he thinks he's 6'5". Weston Bird, one of the starters. All right, now let's move on to number five. That's Grady McKittrick. Here is his score. Grady averaging, to my numbers, about 12.5 points a game, hitting about, once again, 53% of his free throws. As a matter of fact, he and Traylor are exactly the same with their free throw shooting, 9 of 17. So McKittrick will then get the start. Then we'll go with number 13. That's Caden Dedman, a 6'1 junior. Caden averaging, and his is coming up too, almost 4 points a game now. Watch, he's cat quick and will rebound and fight for the ball underneath as well as anybody. So Caden Dedman. And, of course, then there is big number 23, our 6'5 junior postman, Jordan Rosetta, averaging after a 31-point performance in the last game, 16.2 points per game, hitting 73% of his free throws. So that's the starting lineups courtesy of the Grants Pass Cavemen. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, we'll tell you what we believe about the South Eugene X when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
All right, we have not confirmed the starters for the for the Axe tonight, just because of the logistics getting into everything that's going on with the coaches. Sometimes that's tough to come up with. In the meantime, though, let's tell you what we do know. Here are the five starters from the last game. Calden Yoder, we mentioned him. He's a 6'5 senior, wears number 45. Also wearing number 40, a 6'3 senior, is Cameron Perry at 9 points, two threes in the last contest. Also getting the start in that game was Levi Cohen, wears number 5. He had double figures, hitting 10 points in that first game. Robin Lynn, a senior, don't have his height listed. It wasn't listed in the published lineups, but he wears number 3. 3 or 4, and then Ronan Cleason, also a senior, was the fifth starter in the game earlier in January. Now, the leading scorer, though, was Elijah Gabriel, and he came off the bench. I would expect to see him start, but he wears number 35, and he is an underclassman, put that in quotes. He's one of the few juniors. They do have other juniors and sophomores on their squad, but you don't see very much of them, or at least we haven't, when they take on the Cavemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, those are the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Well, the keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And some question marks certainly arise after talking with head coach Olson that there's a bug, a sickness going through the team right now because Young missed the last game. That's Branson Young, and he's normally a starter at his scoring average is coming up. So we're missing his scoring average. So his 8.6 points per game will not be in the lineup tonight. Wasn't last Tuesday either. And he said some of that sickness has spread through the rest of the team. So we'll see what really takes place on the floor tonight. So stay close to your radios, and we'll keep an eye on that. If the Cavemen can maintain their same intensity for a full 32 minutes, that's 4 8-minute quarters, we should be able to prevail here against the South Eugene Axe. I think this Axe team is very, very beatable, and that's been proven. And the Cavemen have been playing extremely well. What's the best part of their game so far? Playing as a team, dispensing the ball, looking for that open person, hitting the fast break. If you get a great rebound and you've got somebody already out going down the floor, that's what's been happening with the Grants Pass Cavemen playing as a team, and that's where they have really advanced throughout this season. So that's part of what we're watching right now. And we'll take a deep breath, come back right after this for our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Once again, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming bringing you the keys to tonight's game. Of course, the keys right now, Jordan Rosetta has always been that key, rebounding and scoring. 31 points in the last game. No, that's his career high, certainly this the season high for Jordan. I don't think I've ever seen him score more than that. Word came up, is that the highest on the record books here at Grants Pass? No, it's not. That's 43 points goes to a young man named Brown, B.C., before Chuck. And Chuck's been doing this a while. So I think that was back in the early 80s, just as we were beginning to arrive here. So about a minute 15 left on the warm-up clock here to get to the pregame ceremonies. We'll take a pause. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everybody. You could hear the fight song. Grants Pass band, or the basketball band, making their presence known tonight. Always sounding good. There's the buzzer. PA announcer, Mr. Clay Ronsville, takes over. We'll have the national anthem. We're coming to that pretty quickly here, so thank you for coming. And if you're on your way, by all means, join us.
Rise, gentlemen, and prepare to play the national anthem.
All right, our national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. We'll pause. We'll be back right after this 90-second caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Final strains of the national anthem being performed by the Grants Pass Ice Pep Band. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready for the introduction of players. First of all, we'll by numeral introduce the Eugene Axe. Number three is Robin Lynn getting the start tonight. Number five is Levi Cohen. Again, that's one that we speculated on. Number 35 being introduced, Gabriel, was a minor surprise. Number 40 getting the call, that's Perry. And the fifth one should be Yoder. And number 45, there it is. So we've got Gabriel, Yoder, Perry, Cohen, and Lynn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, close to your radios. This should be a good one here. We'll see how fast it goes. At the bad tees up. Ready to go here, courtesy of the Insurance Lounge. James Traylor being introduced. Once again, James comes in averaging 5 points per game. He defends, he rebounds, he does everything ask of him on the floor. Cat quick. And number one, Duke. Number one. Brock Healy getting the start tonight. And number two, Berg. So, Brady McKittrick. So it must be Deadman who is suffering some of that same sickness. That would be my guess right now. And number 23, Jordan Rosetta. So whatever is affecting the cavemen has adjusted their starting lineup. But it shouldn't hurt very much. Like to have them all, but in the meantime, we're moving to center court, ladies and gentlemen. There's a fight song. Student body coming to their feet here. It's about three-quarter full on the far side. About the same on the fan side. Just below us here is we come to you high in the east bleachers of this performance gymnasium as the basketball is about to enter center court. And 2-6-5 players know each other well. Calvin Yoder squaring off against Jordan Rosetta. High in the air, controlled by Rosetta in the backcourt quickly to Berg. Berg comes up at the timeline, hands the ball off to Rosetta, still in the center circle. He drives left side on the wing, hands the ball off quickly to Traylor. Traylor wants to penetrate, comes down, drops the ball off right-hand side, though, to McKittrick. Back out front then to Rosetta. Rosetta wants to drive, spins in the paint, gets the ball down low to Traylor. Traylor puts it up and in, and the cavemen execute beautifully and take an early 2-0 lead. All right, here come the Axe into the forecourt quickly. Ball out front quickly in the hands of Lynn. Lynn goes right-hand side on the wing. Gives the ball up quickly to Gabriel. Gabriel high post then to Yoder. Yoder left-hand side once again to Lynn. Lynn wants to penetrate, goes to the baseline, kicks the ball way out front again to Gabriel, and he nails the three. Check that. That was Yoder. So it's 3-2. Short-lived lead for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Let's see if they can answer here. 7 minutes to play. We're just underway on KAJO Grants Pass. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bronx. Right-hand side then to the corner to Berg. Berg puts the ball on the floor, feeds it high post quickly to Rosetta. Spence comes down, eight-footer right-hand side, won't go. Tip of control by the Axe. Pulled down quickly by number 45, Yoder, brings the ball down the floor. Check that. That's Gabriel. Goes right-hand side on the wing. That's Yoder. Ball out front again to... Shot is up from the wing, off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Rosetta. Still 3-2, 6:36 to play. First period just underway. Still just building up a glow, ladies and gentlemen, as Trailer out front between the circles. Goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta into the corner, then to McKittrick. Grady pulls back, launches the three, and he answers. So McKittrick answers, and the Cavemen have a lead. 2 points this time, 5-3 the score. Every team has a three. We have a two. Ball right-hand side on the wing. Axe on the attack. Against the Grants Pass man-to-man defense right now. Ball out front to Gabriel. Drives, goes all the way to the bucket. Off, no good. And I think we had a player control foul called on Gabriel. No, it's on double zero. Trailer got him as he went by, evidently. So Trailer will pick up the first infraction of the basketball game tonight. And at the free throw line, number 35 is Elijah Gabriel. Was 3-for-3 in the first contest. And so, well, he's not perfect. He is now against the Cavemen this year. 3-of-4. Still looking for his point. Shot is up. And hits front of there. Off. No good. Board cleared by Rosetta. Dominating the boards early here. 6 minute clock just clicked by. Trailer drops the ball off to Rosetta in the backcourt. He walks it down. Goes left hand side on the wing to Bronx. Bronx on the wing. Out front then to McKittrick. McKittrick left hand side. Back out front again to Bronx. Hands the ball off again to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Bronx. On the drive, all the way. Penetrates, goes up with a shot that's blocked way out of bounds. But evidently came out off of probably Rosetta. He was the closest one to it. So it's Axe ball inbounds from the sidelines right in front of their own bench. Gabriel will make the play, and he's got Lynn in the backcourt with him against man-to-man pressure. Berg has him steely-eyed as he come across the right-hand side. Tries to trap him in the corner. Lynn drives by that. Feeds a high post left-hand side to... Shot is up and good. Another three. This one's for Perry. And they have two field goals, 6 points in the basketball game. On the drive, left-hand side. Berg stops on the baseline, kicks it into the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta attacks along the baseline, gets room, elevates. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, he gets it back himself, pulls it back out on the left-hand side. Check that. That's McKittrick. Back out front, 10-2, Trailer. Trailer on the wing, left-hand side, out front to Rosetta. Top of the key. Jordan looks down low. Ball comes right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx head fakes, drives right-hand side, elevates, send footer right-hand side, off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Gabriel. Down the left-hand side. Stops out front, check, yeah, Gabriel with the basketball. Drug his pivot foot right in front of the official. We could see that one from here. Turns it over on a traveling call. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes from a Trailer right in front of his own bench to McKittrick in the backcourt. And the Cavemen walked the ball down uncontested. 6-5, Grants Pass down by one to the X. Trailer drives, sees a lane, gets in the paint. Little underhanded layup, too hard off the glass. Rebound comes out front. Battle for it. Trailer dives for it on the ground. Finally picked up and rolls out of bounds through the hands of Rosetta. Cavemen have really been hawking the ball. You got to hold on to it. They'll take it away from you. In the backcourt, ball comes inbounds to Lynn. Almost uncontested. Berg keeps him honest in the backcourt. Ball comes up quickly. Left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder to the top of the key, back left-hand side, then to Perry. Perry wing left, cross-court right-hand side to Lynn. Lynn head fakes, drives the baseline, three-footer right-hand side, won't go. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. McKittrick is there to bring the ball inbounds. Flips the ball over to the official. Official says, okay. Now he gives the ball back to McKittrick, and McKittrick gives it to Trailer, back to McKittrick. And Grady wants it down. Cohen picks him up in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline. Ball comes up quickly to Bronx, left-hand side. Cross the court, right-hand side, then to McKittrick. McKittrick wants to drive, penetrate, goes to the corner, right-hand side to Yoder. Bound left-hand side to Berg in the paint. Puts one up. That's good among the trees. Weston Bird. Told you, thought he was 6'5". Long pass down right-hand side for the Ikes. They'll wait for everybody to get on board. Then they'll set their offense and come down. Get a pick left-hand side for Yoder. Then bounce pass inside to Lynn. Try to cut to the basket. Pardon me, it was Gabriel. He lost the ball out of bounds. Once again on Berg's defense. So Berg gets the ball inbounds quickly to Traylor. Traylor walks it down. 7:38 to play. It's 7-6. Grants pass by one. Close game. Well played so far. Ball right-hand side quickly to Bronx. On the wing. Right. Then out front quickly to McKittrick. High post to Rosetta. Spence comes down the paint. Goes left-hand side. Spins again. And I think he traveled. Yes. Too many spins. Pulled that foot. Got a little off balance. Ball goes right back to the X. Gabriel over to make the inbounds play. And we've got a substitution as Rivas comes into the basketball game. And Lynn sits down. So in the backcourt, full court pressure being applied right now by the Cavemen. And Brox almost causes a turnover. Ball goes out of bounds. And forced it. It'll be Caveman basketball. Inbounds are into the floor right in front of the Axe bench. Trailer's over to make the play and has Berg in the backcourt. But he'll go corner right-hand side to McKittrick. Gets a screen from Rosetta. Launches a three and off. No good. Rebound comes down quickly to Lynn. Pardon me, Lynn's on the ground. That's Rivas. Ball right inside on the drive. And goes up. The shot is up. Off. No good. It was Cohen on the drive. He was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. And the foul going to be called on. So Ely will pick up his first infraction. And at the free throw line is Levi Cohen. Was 2 of 4 in Eugene. He hits this first one. That ties his score at 7. 3:06 to play. First period. Bird gets a little breather as Gerlitz comes onto the basketball floor. One more shot. This one's up, and this one's good. So 2 for 2 for Levi Cohen. Inbounds play trailer to McKittrick, and we'll bring the ball down. McKittrick's at the left-hand sideline now. Left front court. Cuts to the center, back right-hand side to Gerlitz. Back left-hand side then to Bronx. Bronx put the ball on the floor. Back to McKittrick for three from the wing. Right-hand side rolls off. No good. Board cleared by Yoder. Yoder on the fly down the left-hand side. Down center court. Goes to Perry. Down low. Back out to Gabriel. Gabriel drives. Penetrate. Shot is up. Off no good. Pushing foul called underneath. This is on Gerlitz. So Gerlitz will pick up his first of the night. Third team foul on the Cavemen. This period, Cavemen have 3 compared to none for the Axe. At the free throw line, number 35, Elijah Gabriel. 0 for 2 tonight. Was 3 for 3 in Eugene. This one's up and off. 0 for 3 for the 6'4 junior. One more shot is up, and this one's good. His first point of the basketball game, and the Cavemen down by 2, 9-7, but in control of the basketball as they come across the timeline. Ball in the hands of McKittrick. Left front court. McKittrick kicks it right-hand side to Traylor. Side is cleared out for Traylor. Traylor drives, spins, puts one up off glass. Too hard. Ball tipped way out front, controlled by Zero Rivas. Gets the ball out quickly right-hand side, and whistle stops the action. We've got timeout called by the South Eugene Axe. A look at the scoreboard with the score showing 9-7. Eugene in the lead. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cape Man timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. 9-7 is the score. Grants Pass down by 2 to the Eugene Axe. 2:20 to play here in the first period. So not a big scoring game so far. Defenses have been stingy. Inbounds play and goes in the backcourt quickly to Cohen. Cohen puts the ball on the floor. Gerlitz picks him up right at the timeline. It's picked off, though. Cohen right-hand side with the basketball, and he pulls that pivot foot again. This crew is really working on those traveling calls. Certain basketball associations will focus on different things This one appears to be the traveling. I've seen more traveling calls this year in a long time. Trailer out front goes right-hand side quickly to Brooks in the corner. Back to Trailer for three, and he nails it. And Trailer gets a three. He's got five in the basketball game to lead Grants Pass scoring right now. Makes it 10-9. Grants Pass by one. Out front with the basketball. Cohen goes right-hand side on the wing. Then sees the lane. Drives to the bank. Shot is up and good for Cohen. So good athletic move by Levi Cohen. And the Cavemen back down by 1-10-9 as we trade the lead back and forth. And McKittrick with the basketball. Centers it to Trailer. Bullet pass in the corner. Shot is up for three. It's just off from Gerlitz. Out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass. No. Going to be Axe basketball. A minute 31 left here in period number one. Axe have the basketball and a one-point lead as Cohen comes into the forecourt. They put up a double high post. Ball goes left-hand side to Gabriel, and Gabriel lost the ball out of bounds, and his foot went out of bounds to pick it up, and that turns the ball over. Yeah, this officiating team is calling things very, very close. Not bad, just maybe a little closer than you've seen before. In the forecourt, quickly Trailer with the basketball, right-hand side to McKittrick. Left-hand side then to Bronx. Bronx with the basketball, back out front to McKittrick. End of the corner then to Gerlitz. High post into Trailer. He's surrounded. Out front to Gerlitz. Left-hand side to McKittrick for three, and he buries this one. That's his second three of the night. He's got six. It's 13-11. Grants Pass by two. Final minute on the clock right now in the first period. Cohen with the basketball outside. Goes right-hand side to Gabriel. Gives the ball up front. Then the left-hand side quickly to Cohen. Cohen drives the baseline. Stops five-footer up. Won't go. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by Gerlitz. Took it away from the X. Over to McKittrick. Lead pass out to Trailer. Trailer down the left-hand side. He's outnumbered. He'll wait for help. Drops the ball back to McKittrick. Pumps once. Then goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Bullet pass down low to Trailer. Into the corner. Left-hand side to Gerlitz. And Gerlitz hits the three. So the Cavemen have four threes so far here in the first period. 16-11. 20 seconds on the clock. Cohen out front. Once again, that double high post set up by the Axe. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing, way out front. Man with the basketball spins, comes right back. That's Yoder with the basketball. Kicks it out front. Stolen away by McKittrick. Out in front of everybody. Lays it up and in. And McKittrick now has eight in the basketball game. At the end of the first period, the Cavemen lead by seven, 18-11. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
I need to tell you, if tonight's first quarter was brought to you by Moser Paving, you can give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel. All your site preparation needs Moser Paving. And this period brought to you by our good friends at Black Flag Armory. Fully stocked ammo, rifles, scopes, all the accessories you need. And they're the experts on suppressors right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Inbounds play to start the second period for the Axe on the alternate possession rule. They'll look into the backcourt, and the ball comes into Gabriel in the backcourt as the Cavemen. Let's check, see who's on the floor for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing for the X. Then back inside, Yoder with the basketball, surrounded down low. Can't get a shot up, kicks the ball left-hand side. Ball stolen away by, that's Dedman. Dedman brings the ball down to right-hand side. Out front, ball is left-hand side to Amaya. Out front then to Rosetta for three, and he buries it. That's the fifth three of the night for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 21-11. The Cavemen up by 10 right now. Ball out front quickly as the Axe come right back on the attack. Lynn with the basketball out front looking for a feed. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing. Then down low. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebounded by McKittrick. And McKittrick comes back on the run. Out between the circles now. Looks left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Dedman. Back to McKittrick, right-hand side. McKittrick Then over on the Gerlitz. Gerlitz gives it to Amaya. Back to Rosetta. High post. Spins down. Works his way down. Shoots it off glass. Won't go. Rebound Dedmon. Back to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side. He's clobbered. He'll go to the free throw line. Gabriel was there. I'm not sure who's going to get this foul. Gabriel is. So Gabriel will pick up the first infraction. That's the first infraction on the Axe so far in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, who's really been on a pretty good run with his free throw shooting. He is 55 of 75 in the games that I have covered. One dribble, deep deep in, shot is up, follow through, nothing but net. Fourth point for Jordan. Makes it 22 to 11. Substitution. Let's see. That's number 40 coming out. That's Perry leaving the floor for the Axe. One more shot coming for Jordan. Final dribble. Deep D Brin. Shot is up. Rattle it home. Two for two. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. 23 to 11. In the backcourt, Lynn with the basketball, being bothered by Dedmon all the way down. Backs away from Dedmon's defense right now. Shovels right-hand side on the wing quickly to Yoder. Bullet pass down low. And ball goes out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Again, the Grants Pass D comes up big. Forces that turnover. 23 to 11. Grants Pass in the lead here in the second period. Amaya going to bring the, or Dedmon going to bring the ball inbounds. Gets the ball in to McKittrick. McKittrick working face-to-face on Cohen. Drives right by him. Brings the ball to the wing, right-hand side, back across the top of the key. Hands the ball off to Dedmon between the circles, right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta then out front to McKittrick, left-hand side. McKittrick looking for help. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta, the low post, working hard on the baseline. Matt gets free, kisses it off glass. It's good. And Rosetta with 7 points in the basketball game. 25-11, the Cavemen lead. Axe back quickly on the attack, and the man goes up with the air and came down with a basketball. No, we've got a foul call. That's how it happened. Rosetta is there. So number 23 goes to the free throw line. Julius Schaefer. He'll have two shots. First is up in the air, and it's off. No good. Trailer comes back in, and Gerlitz sits down for Grants Pass. Up by 14 right now, 25-11. One more shot coming for Schaefer. Shot is up, and it's front of the air, and it's good. 25-12 to score. Inbounds quickly to McKittrick in the backcourt. He gets full court pressure into the forecourt quickly. Looks like a trap defense coming up, but didn't trap anybody. To Dedmon, corner right-hand side, down low to Rosetta. Triple team gives the ball to Dedmon coming down from the top of the key, and he puts it up and in, and Dedmon comes off the bench and finds two for Grants Pass. 27-12 to score. Ball out front to Cohen. Left-hand side quickly to Gabriel. Gabriel drives all the way. Goes up with a shot that's checked out of bounds. Rosetta met him. Got a hand on the ball, but the last fingers to touch it were Gabriel's. So it's Grants Pass basketball inbounds to the end line, far end of the floor. And that's Dedmon then to Trailer. Trailer comes down across the timeline out front. Little head fake, still between the circles. Kicks the ball to McKittrick, right-hand side. McKittrick into the paint. Shot is up, off, no good. An athletic move, but it didn't work. Ball recovered by the Axe. Out quickly to Gabriel, then down the right-hand side to Cohen. Cohen back out front, top of the key to Yoder. Yoder with the basketball. Left-hand side gives the ball up quickly to 23 again. That's Schaefer with the basketball. Wants to put it in the paint, can't do it. Goes to Yoder out front, top of the key. Reeves right-hand side on the wing. Wants to drive back out front to Cohen. Left-hand side all alone. Yoder in the corner. Shot is up. Rattled it home. It's good. That's his second three of the night. 27-15 the score. Grants Pass leading here, coming down to the final 4 minutes of the first half. Trailer on the drive. Kicks the ball right-hand side to McKittrick. Wide open for a three. Just off. No good. And Dedmon came down with a rebound, and there was a whistle away from the ball. Dedmon away from the ball, pushing for position. Dedmon will pick up his first infraction. That's the 15th foul on Cavemen in the game, but only the second in this period. Inbounds play comes to Cohen in the backcourt, brings the ball down uncontested as Cavemen still show a man-to-man defense. Cohen goes left-hand side in the corner. Back out front quickly to Gabriel. Back to Cohen, left-hand side for the three. It's off, no good. Board cleared by Rosetta. Triple, double-teamed. Tries to drive around. It controls the basketball. Kicks it up to Trailer. Trailer, top of the key. He'll wait for the Cavemen to set up their offense. Out front, Lobs it left-hand side in the corner to Dedmon. Dedmon penetrates, gets into the paint, lays one up. He's a little sneaky under there, and he gets his second field goal. He's got four. 27-15, make it 29-15. Cohen comes back for the axe out front, top of the key. Working to the right-hand side, comes across the top of the key, spins, tries to get back out on the paint. Ball slapped away by Traylor. Loose basketball, then stolen by Dedmon. Dedmon on the fly all the way. Goes to the glass, too hard, and he's called for the travel. He got hung up in traffic. Couldn't get the ball on the floor. Perry comes back in. Bronx Ely is back on the floor for Grant's Pass. So we've got McKittrick, Traylor, Rosetta, Bronx, and Dedmon on the floor. Cohen goes right hand side. Again, that double high post set up by the X. Left hand side. Ball goes to Yoder. Yoder tries to get by Traylor. Can't do it. Kicks the ball out front quickly to Cohen. Cohen between the circles. Looks for help right now. Can't find a man free to the right-hand side. Moves out to the wing, right-hand side. Spins back across the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Schaefer. Schaefer to the free throw line. Into the corner then to Reeves for three. It rims in and out. No good. Board cleared by Dedmon. Came down with it. Was fouled as he hit the floor, I believe. So Perry for the Axe gets the foul in the rebounding action. It's 29-15. Grant's Pass with a lead. And the basketball as Dedmon gets the ball into Traylor in the backcourt. Token pressure in the backcourt. I don't know if to slow anything down. Traylor into the forecourt, right-hand side. Shovels down low. Gets the ball to Rosetta. Rosetta, bullet pass left-hand side for... Really rattling it. It was halfway down the cylinder and climbed out for Bronx. And Dedmon will pick up his second foul in the rebounding action. So he's got two, 13 foul this period on the Grants Pass Cavemen. So Dedmon comes out. Berg is back in. So we've got basically our starters on the floor right now for Grants Pass. As Cohen brings the ball down for the Axe on the right-hand side. Right front court working against Berg. Left-hand side gives the ball up to Perry. Perry surrounded now. Can't get rid of the basketball. Gives it out front to Reeves. He's trying to get by Bronx. That's not easy to do. Drives right-hand side. Hands the ball off in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way, and it's good for Cohen. So Cohen gets a three. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. It's 29-18. Grants Pass leading. Traylor out front, little head fake. Gets down the paint. Throws it up off glass. Too hard. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Falling backwards. Got the ball on the floor to avoid the traveling charge. Bullet pass down low to Traylor. This one's up and good. Great feed by... Great feed by Rosetta. Timeout on the floor. A look at the scoreboard. 2:30 left to play in the first half. It's 31-18. Home fans come to their feet, and we'll come to our ears and let you hear this from one of our fine sponsors. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
31-18, the score right now. 2:30 left to play here. First half action on Caveman Basketball right here on KHAO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Be right back here next Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. South Medford, the Panthers will be here. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Axe. Gives the ball up to Cohen. Cohen into the forecourt. Left-hand side. Picked up by Bronx right there. Caveman staying in that man-to-man. Bronx goes right-hand side. Well, stolen away out front by Traylor. He's out in front of everybody. Goes hard to the glass. Lays one up. That is good. And Traylor picks up his 9th point of the basketball game. Just a delay of game warning for Grants Pass. Maybe a little bit too much celebration at the end of that one. You got to control those emotions, these young men. In the backcourt, Cohen with the basketball across the timeline, left front court. Comes back to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up right-hand side, I think, to Perry. Back out front to Cohen. Cohen, top of the key. Puts one up. That is off. No good. Rebound. Down low. Shot is up by Perry. It's off. No good. So Perry gets it back again. Tries to get outside. And finally a foul call on Berg. So Berg trying to wrench the ball out of his hands will pick up the infraction. That'll be his first of the night and the fourth team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen here in the second period with a minute 51 left to play. Going to the free throw line is Cameron Perry. He was 1-for-2 in the first game, has 3 points tonight on a three-point shot. At 9 points in Eugene. Two dribbles. Slight knee bend. Shot is up, flat-footed. Rattles it in and out. Won't go. Gerlitz checks back in, and Traylor sits down. Coach Olson doing a lot of coaching right now, directing traffic. Second free throw is up, rims it out, no good. Rebound, Rosetta gives the ball right back to McKittrick. McKittrick across the timeline, right front court. Ball goes left-hand side to Berg, wing left. Out front quickly to Gerlitz. Is Caven going to that shuffle? Back right-hand side quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick, the free throw line, elevates there. Shot is up, high off glass, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. Rosetta spins, fade away, eight-footer left-hand side. Short, rebound the axe. Get it out in front to Cohen, everybody. McKittrick is there. Flips the ball right-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel stops, puts a shot up, won't go. Rebounds, puts it back up and in. So Gabriel gets his first field goal of the night. He's got 3 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen's lead is 13, 33-20 with 1:11 to play. McKittrick walks it down, goes left-hand side. Gives the ball up on the wing to Bronx. Out front quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz right-hand side, gives the ball up to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low, slides to the left-hand side, back out front to Bronx, and Bronx travels. A little quick step before he got the ball on the floor, turns the ball right back over. 56.7 seconds left here in the first half of the game, and leading by 13 over the South Eugene Axe. 33-20 is the score. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Cohen for the Axe. They're purple clad tonight. Purple uniforms with white trim and white numerals. Drives to the right-hand side. Cohen does. Flips the ball off right-hand side. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound. High for it. Gerlitz got up for this one. Gives it right back to McKittrick. And McKittrick slows it down and walks down the floor. End of the forecourt now. Goes left-hand side. Back right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz out front. Back to McKittrick. Left-hand side. Back to Berg. Berg just outside the ring. Right-hand side. Left front court then to Bronx. To Gerlitz. Right front court. On the wing, then to Berg. Down low, then to Rosetta. Rosetta attacks along the baseline, draws a double team, moves him out of the way, puts one up and in. And that's the third field goal for Rosetta. Got 9 points in the basketball game. 11 seconds left in the quarter. Ball out front, lifted to Cohen. Cohen gets a man up in the air, flips the ball right-hand side to Gabriel. No good. Rebound, Rosetta. Baseball throw. Oh! Looked like he might be close. And that was a 90-foot baseball throw for the quarterback. 35-20 the score here at the half. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks as the Cavemen lead by 15. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help.
Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. At the half, the Cavemen lead by 15 over the South Eugene Aggs here at Heater Newman Gym. I'm Chuck Benson. Let's run down the scoring for you. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period by 7, 18-11. Outscored the Aggs in the second period, 17-9 to make it 35-20. Grants Pass scoring came on 14 field goals, 5 three-pointers. That's incredible for the Cavemen. And 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 100%. 7 fouls whistled against the Cavemen compared to just 2 for the Aggs. Axe scoring came on 6 field goals. 4 of those were three-pointers. 4 of 10 from the free throw line. That's 40%. So count that up, and it's 35-20. Grants Pass still leading, and we'll be back and run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers, first of all, for the South Eugene Aggs. Liam Reeves came off the bench, but did not figure into my scoring line. Julius Schaefer also came off the bench. He is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Robin Lynn got a start, hasn't figured into my scoring line. Levi Cohen has 7 points on a 2-of-3 and is 2-for-2 from the free throw line and no fouls. Cameron Perry, 1 3-point field goal, missed 2 free throws. He has a single foul. Calvin Yoder has 2 threes, hasn't been at the free throw line or committed a foul. And Elijah Gabriel has 3 points on a 2-point field goal and 1-for-4 at the free throw line. He has a single foul. Very poor shooting tonight for the South Eugene Aggs. Credit the Grants Pass defense for that. Now, for the Grants Pass Caveman, we'll take a look at that when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
35-20 the score. We're at the halftime right now, running out of the individual numbers for the Grants Pass Cavemen, who are in the lead of that 35. That's their score. All right. Coming off the bench tonight, Preston Gerlitz, 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. Significant minutes. Also coming off the bench tonight, Caden Dedman, 2 field goals, 4 points, and 2 fouls. In a starting role tonight, Bronx Ely. I could have swore I don't have a mark next to his name. Did I put that someplace else? We'll double-check that, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I had a 3 early. I'll double-check everything here. But moving on, Berg, Weston Berg has 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. James Traylor has 4 field goals, 1 three-pointer. He has 9 points and a single foul. Grady McKittrick has 3 field goals, 2 threes. That makes 8 points and no fouls. And Jordan Rosetta has 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, and is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He has 9 points. Figured out. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is 35-20 at the half. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 2:35 left here at the half. The Axe are already out of the locker room. They've been shooting for easily a minute right now. Caveman just now emerging to the center floor here at the Performance Gym at Heater Newman. So if you want to pick up some great basketball action and you're on the road right now, want to pull right in, by all means do so. This looks like a good one right to the end. The Caveman really put on a run there, really had the Axe out of... certainly out of sync. A little slow to the gun, pulling the trigger late, missing shots. And the Caveman there all the way with a great defense. So we'll see what happens here in the second half, what adjustments are made, if any, as long as the focus stays strong. Caveman taking a few shots right now. Rosetta just launching from just beyond the arc at the top of the key. Bronze Ely shooting 10-footers from the left-hand side. Deadman under there rebounding, looking for a basketball. Gerlitz comes in, lays one up. Just having a good time here. A minute and a half. They're leading by 15 going into the last 16 minutes of this basketball game. Two quarters to play against the tough Eugene Axe. Don't take anything for granted. This Axe team can't turn it on. We'll see what happens here in the second half. A minute 15 and the warm-up clock. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
There's the fight song, ladies and gentlemen, as the Axe take to the floor. The Caveman still huddle around head coach Nate Olson. Home fans and the student body on their feet, clapping along with the moving rendition. And we're about ready to get this one underway. 16 minutes to play. The first 8 minutes on the clock right now for quarter number 3 to begin play. The Caveman will put the ball in play on the alternate possession rule. Bird, your trailer, that's going to be it. High post goes to Mr. Rosetta. Working down low is McKittrick, and on the wing is Bronx Ely. Berg to Traylor in the backcourt. Pressure has been turned up by the Axe. Reeves gets the start here in the second half. He's all over Traylor right now, and Traylor moves his foot again. Again, a traveling goal. 35-20. First turnover of the half here. Traylor just trying to get something going for the Grants Pass Caveman. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Cohen. Cohen across the timeline. Drives the right-hand side. goes all the way to the free throw line, drops the ball off quickly to Perry. And ball kicked away. Axe basketball coming in from the end line, there into the floor. Cohen goes over to make the play. And they never did get set. Now they've got a box around the key. Ball goes left-hand side to Gabriel. Back out front quickly to Perry. Perry down low. Shot is up. Off no good. Board cleared by Rosetta. Been dominating the boards tonight. Trailer in the backcourt being bothered by Rivas. Gets into the forecourt now. Reverses direction. Goes right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Rosetta. As you take on these big guys. Down low quickly to Bronx. Right-hand side to McKittrick for three. Gets it again. So McKittrick gets another three. That's his third of the night. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. On the drive, left-hand side. Here comes Cohen with the basketball. Runs into a triple team. Lons to Gabriel in the corner. Gabriel spins around. A little half hook. Won't go. And in the action, everything looked clean, but evidently a foul called on number 23, Jordan Rosetta. That'll be his second of the night. So Gabriel goes to the free throw line. Shot is up, and this one's good. He missed three in the first half. Now he's 2 of 5 and has 4 points in the basketball game. Two dribbles, got different colored socks on. Shot is up. Hits the front of the iron, off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. Said that a lot tonight. Trailer gets the ball back from Rosetta. Brings the ball down into the forecourt. One-hand throw, right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx on the wing, puts his feet down quickly. Wants to drive, penetrates, lays one up. That's good. 40-21. Ely gets two on the drive down the left-hand side. Cohen with the basketball for the Axe. Gives the ball out front quickly to Yoder. Yoder drives, kicks the ball in the corner, left-hand side. Reeves on the way. He'll nail the three. Check that. That was Perry. His second three of the basketball game. He's got six now. It's 40-24. Into the forecourt. Trailer with the basketball. Heavier pressure by Goes. Ball right-hand side to Berg. Berg gets in the paint. Shot. Puts one up. That's a little short. Into the hands quickly, though, of Yoder. Yoder puts the ball on the floor himself. Comes down on the run. Lead pass down. Fought for by Trailer, but man loses the basketball. Man goes up and lays it up and in. This is Gabriel, who's really beginning to assert himself. Ball comes in, bounce to McKittrick. And McKittrick into the forecourt. Drives all the way. Gets into the paint. Elevates. Turnaround jumper is up and good for McKittrick. McKittrick with 13. 42-26. Ball goes left-hand side. Right into the hands of McKittrick. Thank you very much. Axe on the drive. Comes back all the way. Goes left-hand side to Ely. It was too open. He missed a layup. Ball left-hand side on the hands of Cohen as we're on the run right now. Going out front, spins, comes back top of the key. Wants to get by Bronx's defense. Can't do it. Flips the ball to Yoder. Perry in the corner. Back out front to Yoder. Top of the key. He'll launch the three. This one's off. No good. Cohen rebounds. Kicks it back out to Gabriel. He'll launch the three, and this one also off. This rebound cleared by McKittrick. Looking for help. Gets the ball out to Trailer. Trailer comes down. Lead pass out left-hand side to Bronx. Bronx holds the basketball, back out to Trailer. Trailer, left front court, trying to decide what to do. No movement right now. Let's get some movement for the Cavemen. Goes back left-hand side to Bronx in the corner. Back out front to McKittrick. Right-hand side to Berg. On the wing then to Rosetta. Rosetta back out front quickly to Bronx. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Wants the three, but he drives, gets room, lays one up. That is good. And McKittrick's on fire tonight. He's got 15 in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead at 44-26. Ball right-hand side. Goes down low to Yoder. Yoder stripped of the basketball by Berg. Berg went up high, got the basketball out of his hands, and came down out of bounds after that great athletic play. Inbounds play from the end line this time for the Axe, coming from the hands of Cameron Perry. He'll put a box around the key. Perry will look for him to break out of that box. Left-hand side to Yoder. He is immediately surrounded and tied up with a basketball. Elevates, kicks the ball right-hand side. Shot is up, off, no good for three. Rebound taken down by McKittrick this time. Outlet comes to Trailer. Trailer in the wing, right-hand side. Sees the trap forming, tries to drive by it. Out front, 1-2-2 zone is what it looks like right now. They're up against. Ball out front to Berg. Back right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx drives, comes out all the way. Floats one up that's just off, no good. Rebound taken down by Reeves. Gives the ball up quickly to Cohen. Cohen drives down the right-hand side, shoulder to shoulder with Bronx. Gets by Bronx as room comes down. 10-footer, right-hand side. Goes up. Ball checked out of bounds by Bronx. Cohen went up for it. Bronx was flying behind him. Took the ball right out of bounds. 44-26, 3:58 to play, third period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass. Deadman checks in, and McKittrick gets a little hand, a little breather. He's had the hot hand all night. Don't want to set him down too long. Just give him a little blow here. And the inbounds play goes left-hand side, deflected, picked up by Deadman. Deadman on the run. It gives right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor hard to the glass, sits up and down. It's good for Traylor. Traylor now with 11 points in the basketball game. 46-26, the Cavemen by 20 here in the third period. Cohen goes to the left-hand side on the drive. Stops on the wing, then backs away. Little head fake, elevates for three, and this one's way off. Rebound contested and brought down by Traylor this time. Rosetta says, that's my job. The Traylor got up high, took it right down. Traylor into the forecourt right now. Goes left-hand side to Berg. Berg puts the ball on the floor, drives to the right-hand side. Gives the ball off and away from the basketball. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 3:19 to play here in the third. The Cavemen by 20, 46-26. Back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Did I tell you this is the third period brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service? I was by there yesterday morning. They've got a stack of peanut butter you would not believe, folks. It's incredible. That's all going, I think, on the 13th to all the food banks around. 46-26 on the score. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Deadman going to make the play from the sidelines. Goes down low in the corner right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx immediately surrounded. Gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side. Working against a shot is up off. He was fouled, though, by number 23. That's Julius Schaefer. So Rosetta will go to the free throw line. First on Schaefer. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line with 9 points so far in the basketball game. Lots of rebounds. Wish I had a rebound number tonight. Shot is up and good. 3 for 3 for Mr. Rosetta. That's his 10th point in the basketball game. How many times he's been in double figures in a row? A lot. Probably goes back to a couple of seasons. And he's a junior, folks. Deep breath, deep knee bend, good follow through, nothing but net. 4 for 4 tonight. 11 points in the basketball game. Axe back on the attack. Lynn gets the inbounds play. Lead pass up left-hand side quickly to Gabriel. Double team back to Lynn on the wing. He tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Backs away again. Out front moves to the right-hand side. Wants to get in the paint. Can't. Gives the ball off to Cohen. Cohen elevates 10-footer but goes left-hand side then to Schaefer. Schaefer can't get in the paint. Gives the ball right back to Lynn. Pumps once. Doesn't pull the trigger. Tries to drive by Berg. Can't do it. Back out front quickly to Gabriel. Gabriel spins in the paint. Turnaround jumper is up and good. 48-28, Grants Pass, still by 20. Lead pass up right-hand side to Gerlitz. Down low, a little alley-oop. A little alley-oop for Bronx. Too much English on it. Was halfway down the cylinder and climbed up. Back on the attack, right-hand side. As the, I believe that was Gabriel, went up for the layup on the fast break. Was checked out. A foul will be called on Berg. So Berg will pick up his second of the basketball game. And Elijah Gabriel will go to the free throw line. He is 2 of 6 tonight with 6 points in the basketball game so far. Deep knee bent. Shot is up. Buries this one. Gerlitz checks in. McKittrick checks in. Bronx gets a little breather. High five from his coach. One more shot coming for Gabriel. It's in the air and good. So he's now 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points in the basketball game. 48-30. Grants Pass by 18. So Rosetta makes the inbounds play to Traylor in the backcourt with Dedmon, McKittrick, and Gerlitz on the floor for Grants Pass. Traylor sees the lane, drives by, floats it right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz for three from the wing, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Takes it off the wing, right-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. I don't know how he did that. Picks up the basketball again to Traylor, right-hand side in the corner. And Traylor gives it a little alley-oop to Rosetta. He goes up with a shot, and he's fouled, I believe, from behind by Perry. Let's see if that's the call. Now, he was fouled by Perry from behind, but nope, goes against Lynn on the – Lynn was in front of him, so Lynn will pick up the infraction. His first team foul – or his first foul. Going to the free throw line again, Jordan Rosetta. Deep, deep in. There's the deep breath. There's the deep, deep in. It's up and good. 5 for 5 so far tonight. That's 12 points for the young man. And at least 12 rebounds easily. Last dribble. There's the deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up, follow through, net. 6 for 6. Lynn flying down the floor on the left-hand side for the Axe. Back on the attack. Shovels off to Cohen. Cohen wants to drive. Gets in the paint. Gets by Rosetta. Lows one up. No good. Rebound Rosetta. Gets it right back out to McKittrick. McKittrick left-hand side. Kicks the ball up quickly to Traylor. Traylor wing left-hand side. Wants to drive. Puts the ball on the floor. Shovels inside to Rosetta. He's got room. Lays one up and in. 15 points for Rosetta tonight. Lying down the left-hand side. That's Gabriel with the basketball. Looking for help. Kicks the ball back out to Lynn. Lynn comes across the top of the key. Stops there. Flips it right-hand side to Cohen. Cohen launches the three-point attempt and buries it. So Cohen will get his second three of the night. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. Yeah, 10 points in the basketball game. He's in double figures. Came in on the attack. Ball out front in the hands of Gerlitz. Goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta on the cut inside to McKittrick. Puts one up backhanded. It's good. And that's only a two for him. That's it, 17 points. Well, ball comes down right-hand side. They flip it out front quickly to Lynn. Lynn with the basketball. Sets a pick. Drives back across the top of the key. Gives the ball off to Cohen. Cohen drives. Puts one up. That's blocked by Traylor. Picked up by McKittrick. McKittrick drives down all the way. Lays one up off glass. Too hard. And he was fouled by number 40. That's Perry. Perry will pick up the infraction. Second on Perry. Third team foul this period on the Axe. And going to the free throw line is Grady McKittrick. Now, Grady, a shooter, I have him for just 52.9% from the free throw line. I suspect that he's a much better free throw shooter than shows on my numbers. Shot is up. Rolls off. Missed. Hope I didn't just jinx it. Gabriel's been getting a little breather, and he sits back down, or he comes back into the game, and Schaefer sits down for the Axe. One more shot coming for Grady. Got 18 points so far. Shot is up. Hits the back of the arc. Off. No good. Just must have to have a hand in his face. Lynn comes back down for the Axe. Goes left-hand side on the wing to Gabriel. Back out front, top of the key, then to Perry. Perry with the basketball. Long shot is up and good for 40. That's Perry. His first three, second, third three of the night. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. Caveman come right back. 54-36 the score. Traylor with the basketball out front between the circles. Gives the ball up right-hand side to McKittrick. Down low right-hand side. Shot is up off by Dedmon. Puts the shot up again. Won't go. Second shot up. Deflected. And that's the end of the third period. At the end of three, the Cavemen lead the Axe. 54-36. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. 54-36 the score as we go into the fourth period. Fourth period brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Give them a call at 476-2133. You could have a pizza there by the end of the game. Of course, I do want to tip my hat to Kelly's Automotive Service. They brought you the third quarter. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you. And, boy, do they have a stack of peanut butter and jelly up there. It was in there yesterday morning. Golly! All that goes to the food banks here soon. Inbounds play for the Axe to start quarter number four. Cayman leading 54-36 as the ball comes inbounds quickly to Cohen. Cohen right-hand side gives the ball up to Gabriel, right-hand side. Ball out front quickly to Yoder. Then left-hand side goes down to the corner again to Gabriel. Gabriel wants to try to get by Trailer's defense. Can't do it. Spins into the forecourt. Stripped of the basketball by Dedmon. Dedmon out in front of everybody except Gabriel. Goes hard to the glass. Lays one up. That's good for Dedmon. Here's third field goal of the night. He's got six. And again, it's a 20-point lead for the Cayman, 56-36. Cohen comes back to the free throw line, then backs away from Rosetta's defense, standing right there, says, come on, shoot it over me. And no. Ball comes back right-hand side to Lynn. Lynn with the basketball, left-hand side quickly to Gabriel. Then on the wing. Back out front. Man backs away. Slows it down, goes right-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel on the wing. Has the ball slapped away. Loose basketball, but picked up again by the X. In the paint. Shot is up and bounces off. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta again. Trailer in the backcourt drops the ball off to McKittrick, and McKittrick will bring it down. Drives right by Cohen into the forecourt right now. Moves off the left-hand side. Bounce, but great pass down low to Trailer. McKittrick to Trailer. Boy, did that work beautifully. Trailer now with 13 points in the basketball game. Cohen for three from 22, and it's good. So Cohen gets his 13th point of the basketball game, and it's 58-39. 6:35 to play in the contest. Trailer drives down, gives the ball up quickly to Gerlitz. In the corner, right-hand side, shot is up for three, and that's Gerlitz. Gerlitz, his second three of the night. Ball comes down right-hand side in the hands of Gabriel. Out front to Reeves. Left-hand side, then to Cohen. Back right-hand side, quickly to Yoder. Yoder with the basketball out front. Gives it up left-hand side to Cohen. Cohen looks for Gabriel on the cut. Back out front to Reeves. Right-hand side to Yoder. Shot is up, and this is good for three. Nine points for Yoder. He's got three threes. Rosetta comes down into the forecourt now. Gives the ball up to Trailer right in the center circle. Drives the right-hand side. Comes down the paint. Finds his lane. Gives it right back to Gerlitz. Left-hand side in the corner. Then to Rosetta. Back out front to McKittrick for three. Good. Golly, is he hot. 20 points for McKittrick tonight. On the fly, here comes Cohen again. Out front, top of the key. It's 64-42. Ball goes to Yoder. Yoder right-hand side. Stops in the wing right-hand side. Flips it left-hand side to Cohen. Cohen from 23, and he nails that one. We got threes bombing all over. Ball in the backcourt. Gives to Dedmon. Dedmon through paint. Gets all the way. Kicks the ball into the corner. Little head fake by Gerlitz. Goes hard to the glass. Lays one up and in. And we're scoring left and right. Gerlitz picks up his eighth point of the basketball game. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Caveman, leading by 21, 66-45. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply,
creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
5 minutes to play. The Cavemen by 21, 66-45. Great passing tonight by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Great assist. Really working beautifully as a team. Players room. Grants, Axe basketball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. They'll bring the ball down in the hands of Cohen, right hand side quickly to Perry. Perry with the basketball to Yoder. 10-footer is up and good for Yoder. This one's just a two. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. Trailer in the backcourt comes up against full court pressure. Bullet pass right hand side to Rosetta, right front court. Back out to McKittrick, left hand side then to Dedman. Then out front, then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz left hand side to Trailer. Back to Gerlitz in the paint. Goes hard to the glass, has a shot blocked out of bounds by Yoder. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds, though, from the end line, our end of the floor. Dedman comes over to make the inbounds play as the Cavemen begin to stack a screen down the left hand side of the paint. Already broken by Lynn right now. The very top of it is Gerlitz. Gerlitz backs way out front between the circles. And the bounce pass inside to McKittrick. McKittrick steps out beyond the arc right now. And man comes after him. He immediately moves off left-hand side. Launches an 18-footer that's no good. Rebound taken out. Long pass down to Yoder. Yoder hard to the glass. Lays it up and in. And that fast break worked out. 13 points for Yoder. 66-49, 4:18 to play. In the backcourt, inbounds play comes to Rosetta. Rosetta, bullet pass down low to Dedman. Dedman hard to the glass, puts one up, no good. Little hesitation. Got the rebound back. Goes to the corner right-hand side and is finally, oh, called for the travel. Wow. Okay. 66-49, the X have the basketball in the backcourt. Inbounds play, that's Lynn to Cohen. Cohen brings the ball down quickly. Out between the circles now. Left-hand side quickly to Yoder. Yoder looks down low. Gets the ball out front to Gabriel. Right-hand side to Cohen. He'll launch the three himself. This one's off. No good. Rebound to Cohen at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low looking for Yoder, but picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta brings the ball down. Left-hand side. And cross-body block thrown by Cohen. He'll draw the foul. Pardon me. So Cohen will pick up that infraction. Crossbody, but I'm sorry, that's a football term. In hockey, it would have been a hip check. Here it's just a pushing foul. 66-49. Bronx checks in. Gerlitz sits down. 66-49, 3:44 to play. Cavemen's basketball inbounds from the sideline. Trailer makes a play deep into the backcourt to McKittrick. Easily. On the drive down the left, stops out front, top of the key. Shovels to Dedman, left-hand side. Dedman puts the ball on the floor himself, draws a double team out front. Back right-hand side quickly to Bronx. Bronx with the bat. Oh, that's McKittrick. Spence comes into the paint, gives the ball right-hand side to Rosetta. Puts a shot up and is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Oh, shucks. Want to make sure who we get this call on. 45, Yoder. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line again. 6 for 6 tonight. There's the deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. 16 points in the basketball game. One more coming. There's the final dribble. There's the final dribble. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Rattled it in. Ow! Shucks, he was wrong. Rebound quickly in the hands of Yoder up front. Drives all the way. Pardon me, that's Perry. Lays it up and in. Perry with the 13 points in the basketball game. Trailer comes down. Double team. Bullet pass down low. Slapped away. Then comes right back to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once. Goes hard to the glass. Too hard to the glass. Gets it right back. Pumps again. Goes hard to the glass. And is fouled again. Oh, shucks. So Rosetta goes back to the free throw line. And is that Gabriel? And he's talking, Gabriel, one of the captains, talking to the officials. Third for Gabriel. And he's still protesting his innocence, and Rosetta goes back to the free throw line. Okay, there's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Nothing but net. 8 of 9 68-51, 3:02 showing on the clock here. Left to play, and the Cavemen the lead in the South Eugene X, 68-51. Third place in conference on the line tonight. There's that a deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rattle it in. That wouldn't go. Missed that one. Halfway down the cylinder. Crawl right back out. Lead pass up to Lynn. Then goes down the... Yeah, pass stolen away by Burke. Bronx down the right-hand side. Gets the ball over left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks inside. Can't find anybody there. Draws a double team. Back to Traylor, left-hand side in the corner. Back out front to McKittrick now. Right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx with the basketball into the corner. On the drive. Shot is up, backhanded. Off, no good. Rebound picked up by Bronx. Shovel to a Traylor. Traylor to Bronx in the corner. Way out front to McKittrick. Into the corner then to Dedman for three. It's just off, no good. Rebound in the hands of Yoder. Pushing the ball down the floor. Stolen away by Bronx. Beautiful move. Kicks the ball down to Rosetta. All alone, just lays it up easily. So Rosetta, soft touch there. Lots of points. I think he's right at 20 right now, coming down the right-hand side. Cohen goes right-hand side to Yoder. Yoder launches another three, misses everything. This ball saved back in bounds by Dedman. Dedman tried to say it came out off of Cohen, but the officials aren't buying it. 2 minutes to play. The Cavemen lead at 70-51. And the Axe clear their bench. The white flag has been waved, ladies and gentlemen. Big win for the Grants Pass. Well, I got 2 minutes to go here. And the opposing coach waves that white flag. Full court pressure, though. Inbounds play comes from Traylor into Rosetta. Doesn't mean there are a lot of non-talented people on the floor right now. No question about that. Rosetta comes back. Gives the ball out front to McKittrick. McKittrick gets the ball on his hip. Moves to right-hand side. Shovels to Traylor. Traylor spins. Looks down the lane. Ball goes right-hand side quickly to Dedman. Dedman wing right-hand side. Inside to Rosetta. All alone. Great feed. And Rosetta, I think 21, 22 points in the basketball game. And we got a foul called or a timeout called, I think. Okay. Foul called on Rosetta. And Rosetta sits down. Gets a standing ovation from some of the fans here. Great night. Golly, how am I going to pick a player of the game? Out front, ball with the number 11 with the basketball. Dominic kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner. Back out front to Lynn. Schaefer with the basketball out front. The guy with the two different socks. Left-hand side. Ball to Reeves. Reeves with the basketball out front. Spins, tries to come down the paint. Goes down, goes over the shot, and is blocked. Taken down by... Dirk. Dirk Ely has his ball slapped away. No, it's going to be South Eugene basketball. Dirk slapped it away out of bounds. 72-51, a minute six showing on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. Inbounds play goes in the backcourt for the Axe to Schaefer. Schaefer between the circles now, right-hand side quickly to number 12. That's Alisi. Left-hand side then. Looking for Reeves on a cut. Back out front to Schaefer. Schaefer surrounded. Kicks the ball left-hand side on the wing. Three on the way. For number 11, Dominic. He gets a three. Cavemen come right back. Ball in the hands of Amaya in the backcourt. Gets into the forecourt. Looks for help. Finds Dirk. Dirk drives. Puts a shot up that's deflected. Taken, contested, and lost it at any rate. Ball comes down in the hands of the Axe right now. Schaefer with the basketball wants to go all the way. Lost the ball out of bounds and is fouled right there by Gerlitz, I believe. Let's see. The officials are talking about this one. Coming to the side. Yeah, Gerlitz. So Gerlitz gets the infraction. That's his second of the night. 22 seconds left, folks. Inbounds play from the inline. For the Cavemen. The officials are having a little chat there. Said, did you get the pizza ordered from Abby's? He says, oh, I'll go do that right now. And he comes to the sidelines. Oh, they're going to call the foul on Bayard. So Bayard gets a mark next to his name. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes down low and to Schaefer, and Schaefer gets it up and down. His first field goal of the night. He's got 3 points in the contest. So Dirk will get the foul, and we've got a mark next to Dirk's name now. Got to get a Maya a mark here. Can we do that? A little over 20 seconds. Shot is up from the free throw line. It's off. No good. Grant's pass ball inbounds in the end line with 19 seconds to go. Dirk will make the play. Dirk tosses the ball into Amaya. Amaya puts the ball on the floor. Heads down the floor. Turns it on the speed into the forecourt quickly. Spence comes back to the left-hand side. Has the pass stolen away. Picked up by the Axe. They go down. They'll lose the ball, too. Loose basketball finally picked up underneath. And we call a foul with 8 seconds left. Number 12, Abisai Amaya. So Amaya now has a mark next to his name. Everybody's got a mark next to their name. All right, inbounds play comes way up front to Reeves. Left-hand side, three-point attempt on the way. Off the glass, no good. Reeves brings the ball back out himself for the X. And at the buzzer, there it is. Final score, the Grants Pass Cavemen win it. 72-56, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass wins it. Final score once again, 72-56. That's a fifth win in a row for the Grants Pass Cavemen and makes the Cavemen now 5-3 in conference, 8-10 overall, and in third place and third place in the conference by a half game. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period 18-11, won the second period 17-9 to make it 35-20 at the half. They won the third period 19-16 to make the score 54-36. 54-36, and the final score, 72-56. Cavemen certainly dominated this game from start to finish. Well, a slow start was traded back and forth. And at any rate, head coach Olson about ready to join us here as he takes a deep breath. Okay, five in a row. This is getting boring, Coach. No, it's not getting boring.
I don't know about that.
All right, tell me about this team tonight. Are they trying to just outpass each other?
You know,
who can make the best pass?
Maybe. Maybe we should make that a stat. We'll try to figure it out. We'll go into film and see who did the best one.
Boy, I'd give like them an award. I'd like to see that.
Give them a milkshake or something.
No kidding. Let's see. I know Rosetta made several. At any rate, impression of the game. Your teamwork, shooting. What I have you for 8 threes tonight?
Yeah. I mean, again. The guys are making the right play. We keep talking about, you know, today, and especially down the stretch or at least lately, you know, we've done a good job passing the basketball, and we limit our turnovers. And, you know, our goal is, you know, give up a good shot to get a great shot. And I think today was a real fine example of that. You know, guys just being unselfish, trying to make the right play, and just trusting their teammates.
All right. Where are their heads right now? They must be sky high.
I mean, that's the hope. That's the hope. You know, we can stay one game at a time. You know, we're excited about getting this win, but we know we'll talk about it. We'll be excited about it tomorrow, but it's back to work. You know, we got to play South Med on Tuesday. So just one game at a time. You know, I hope they're confident. You know, I think shots are falling, which is helping. You know, defensively, we've been pretty sound again, you know, like you talked about. You know, holding them to 20 in the quarter or in the first half, that's pretty good. We can continue to do something like that.
Well, let's see.
20 and a half, sorry.
They put up 83 points against Roseburg. They put up 59 points against Sheldon, 76 against South Medford. And you held them to 56, Coach.
Yeah, you know, and I think we got some cheap ones at the end. But, yeah, very proud of our effort.
All right. And I said sky high, and I'm certainly they are. But how's that confidence level, and is it solid, and they're not getting ahead of themselves?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're pretty self-aware. You know, we understand, hey, it's great winning games. You know, but now down the stretch run, we got to play teams that we've lost to that have beat us. So we got to prove that those were, you know, just bad games for us or just one-offs, or maybe they just played a lot better. Maybe we played well, but they just played better type of thing. I mean, like the Sheldon game, I think we didn't play great, but we played solid, but they just played better than us. And you're going to have those games. And I think we've just continued to do the right thing. And I think the guys are doing that, figuring it out. And, again, I think the trust is helping. The young guys, you know, like BX, JT's been good. I mean, Preston Girls was fantastic tonight. Those guys are stepping up in the moment. So if we got to if we can be very balanced like we've been, you know, and not have to rely on just one or two guys getting a bunch of buckets, that's going to make us tougher to guard. So the confidence for the young guys especially is growing.
Yeah, again, you had, at least three guys in double figures, and good help down below, too, from Ely, Gerlitz, Deadman, all coming off the bench contributing.
Yeah, absolutely. I said, without Branson being here, without Young being here, those guys had to step up, find their role. And, again, I think that just helps us. Again, sometimes when people are gone, it forces people to play a bigger role or a different role. So that's great for them, you know, and when Branson comes back, he'd be right back to just being that gritty, gutty guy that's going to help us out.
When do you expect Branson back?
I mean, I'm hoping Monday. That's my hope. Okay. But, you know, I know he's been sick all week, so I'm hoping he gets some rest, and hopefully, I mean, maybe he's listening and just tell him to drink some water. It's kind of our running joke. He's not a big water drinker, so we joke with him, drink some water.
Yeah, you got to force down those vitamin C's.
Got to hydrate, exactly.
Right. Now, South Medford, you mentioned them coming up. You've actually split with them, lost on their floor. But you were in that game until the fourth period.
Yeah, absolutely. We're up one with 5 minutes left in that game.
Yeah.
And we lose by 19. But, you know, I think our guys hopefully are confident. We beat them here. Again, at home, we've been playing better. Shots have been falling. So, yeah, I hope we come in confident. We know we can beat them. We've done it. Now we got to go do it again.
Right. What are you going to do for them? What kind of schedule are you going to put forth between now and then?
You know, we'll be off. We got an early practice early morning. We're on Monday because of got a concert in the gym on Monday afternoon. So we'll come in early morning, practice, then we'll come back after school, probably watch some film. You know, just tweak a few things. Just maybe give them something that they haven't seen yet. But, again, watch just kind of, you know, what do they do? What do we got to stop? Who do we got to stop? I mean, Clevenger's back for them, who is, you know, a dynamic athlete, so he'll be something we're gonna have to game plan a little bit different. They didn't have the first two times,
yeah.
So we'll have to figure that out, because again, they're definitely a different team with Joey out there.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations. Send that along to all your players, would you please?
I will, absolutely. Right. Thank you so much.
Fun basketball so far.
Hey, we're trying.
All right, we'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round.
Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clousedrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, for the Grants Pass Cayman. Let's see. Everybody got to play tonight. Bayard picked up a foul. So did Dirk Ealy. So did Amaya. Preston Gerlitz had 8 points on 2 threes and a two and 2 fouls. Bronx Ealy, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Caden Deadman, 3 field goals, 6 points, 2 fouls. Westenberg, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. James Traylor had, had 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer. And ended up with 13 points in the basketball game and a single foul. Grady McKittrick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 field goals. 4 3-pointers. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 20 points tonight for McKittrick. Jordan Rosetta, 7 field goals. 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer. Was 8 of 10 from the free throw line. That gives him 21 points. So between McKittrick and Rosetta, there's 41 points right there. 2 fouls for Rosetta. All right, those are the scores, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back and talk about our player of the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to talk about the player of the game tonight. And when you have a game like this, with what we've seen on the floor, with the incredible passing that we saw tonight, the incredible team play, the incredible defense, defensive efforts on the part of everybody who touched the floor, the scoring, the long-range shooting, what are you going to do? Okay, where's my quarter? We'll be back and tell you right after this word from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Couldn't decide. Quarter landed on its edge. Jordan Rosetta and Grady McKittrick just going to have to share it tonight because both had some incredible games passing. And not just those two. It's almost a team effort tonight for the Grants Pass Cayman. Salute, fellas. Certainly enjoyable. Great basketball we saw tonight on the part of the Grants Pass Cayman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cayman beating the South Eugene Axe 72-56. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.
99.7 KJO. 80s.